A new analysis released by the Renewable Fuels Association shows ethanol to be the most economically competitive motor fuel in the world, especially over the past 4 years. RFA Senior Vice President Jeff Cooper gives some of the major findings of the analysis.
What the report found is that even after you consider transportation costs from primarily the Midwest, where most ethanol is produced, to major fuel markets on the coasts like Los Angeles and New York and then Chicago, ethanol was far cheaper than gasoline blend stock in those markets over the last several years. The average over the past 4 years has been a 30 to 40 cent per gallon discount, and that's been as high as a dollar in some cases. And in 1 year, 2012, the average was more than 60 cents per gallon.
Cooper says the study also compared the cost of U.S. ethanol to that produced by other countries like Brazil, which has particular relevance in the California market.
As you know, the low carbon fuel standard in California assigns a very low, very attractive carbon intensity score to Brazilian ethanol. So sugarcane ethanol imported from Brazil is considered far superior to corn ethanol in terms of its life cycle carbon impacts. But what you see is that on average, over the past 4 years, U.S.-based ethanol has been 80 cents per gallon less expensive than ethanol imported from Brazil. So you could make the case that a gallon of E10 produced from Brazilian ethanol would be 8 cents per gallon more expensive than a gallon of E10 made from U.S. corn-based ethanol.
For the long term, the study suggests that the cost of producing ethanol in the United States will continue to fall.
As plants continue to adopt new technologies and just improve their efficiency. I mean, what we've seen over the last 10 years are just remarkable increases in the efficiency of the existing industry. We've seen rapid adoption of new technologies that have lowered the cost and the environmental impacts of producing ethanol. And so we expect those to continue at the same time that oil prices are increasing. So that differential or that spread between ethanol and gasoline over the long term, we expect to see that continue to widen.
Cooper adds that bigger corn crops and more efficient use of corn in making cellulosic ethanol will also contribute to lowering the cost of production. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.